Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is called How to Become an Agent's Representative in Victoria.
And Victoria does this a bit differently to the other states. So if you've been looking at how real estate entry works around the country, you'll notice the difference pretty quickly.
That's right. In most other states, you start with a short registration course. Victoria goes a step further. The entry qualification here is the CPP 41419 Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice.
Which sounds more involved than a short course.
It is, and the article makes a good case for why that's actually a good thing. 18 units in total, recognized by Consumer Affairs Victoria. You come out knowing listings, sales, leasing, property management, and the law that governs all of it.
So you're not just ticking a box to get through the door. You actually understand the job.
Exactly. And that pays off quickly. When you're sitting across from a vendor for the first time, or you're taking on part of a rental role, you're not starting from scratch on the fundamentals.
Who is this qualification for? Does someone need experience before they enroll?
No experience needed at all. The article is clear on that. It works well for career changers, people coming out of school or further study, and anyone drawn to a job built around relationships, negotiation, and results. If you're organized, comfortable talking to people, and motivated by outcomes, the day-to-day will suit you.
And what does the role actually look like once you've qualified?
You work under a licensed estate agent. You're in a real agency, handling sales and property management, dealing with real clients. You're not operating independently. There's a licensed agent above you while you build your experience.
Which is probably the right way to learn. You're in a live environment with someone experienced nearby.
Exactly. And it's worth being clear on something the article flags. There are two separate pieces here. Archer Institute issues the certificate for. Consumer Affairs Victoria is the state body that sets the requirements for actually working in the role. They're separate. The article recommends confirming the current working requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria directly before you start looking for work.
That's a really important distinction. Easy to mix up. So what does the study itself look like?
Fully online and self-paced. No classroom, no fixed timetable. You study when it fits around your life.
How long does it take?
Most people finish somewhere between 6 and 12 months, depending on how much time they can put in each week. No fixed deadline, no minimum time. If you can move faster, you can.
And if a unit is giving you trouble?
Archer has an Australian-based support team. Real people, not a forum. You can reach them from the day you enroll right through to the day you complete.
That matters. A certificate for is a proper piece of study. It's not something you knock over in a weekend. Having someone to call when something isn't clicking is genuinely useful.
It is, and the article is honest that this is a more substantial commitment than a short entry certificate. 6 to 12 months is real study, but you come out with something that directly reflects what the job actually involves.
Where does the role lead? Is agent's representative the finish line?
Far from it. It's the foundation. Once you've built up experience and you want to run an agency in your own right, the next step is the estate agent license, which is based on the CPP 51122 diploma. Archer covers that pathway in a separate guide on the blog.
So there's a clear path from here to running your own agency.
There is. Agent's representative first. Build your experience under supervision, then the diploma when you're ready to hold your own license and go out independently.
Good to know it's a proper career structure, not just a starting point with nowhere to go.
The article links to guides on both the pathway to the estate agent license and the broader picture of becoming a real estate agent in Victoria, so you can see the whole road.
So if someone is listening to this and thinking Victorian real estate is the direction they want to go, what's the one thing they should do right now?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It covers everything we've talked about in more detail, including what to check with Consumer Affairs Victoria, how to find a role once you're qualified, and the path forward from there.
And if they want to talk to someone before committing?
Call 1-800-069-273. Archer Institute delivers the certificate for online and self-paced, with nationally recognized training and real Australian-based support from enrollment through to completion.
Thanks for listening.